Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We have a subject today which is called religious worship. Because many people are religious. And the Bible text is from James chapter 1, verse 22 to verse 25. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you. Amen.
Amen.
When I was young, people asked me, what religion do you have?
I did say.
And they thought of Catholic or Protestant. We thought we are Christians and therefore we have a religion. It's said that Christianity is one of the world's religions. Every religion, I tell you, every religion is bad. Every religion is enslaving people. If you're born again, you don't have a religion. Religion has brought a lot of evil into the world. People were enslaved in every religion. Massive buildings have been built with the money of the poor people. Wars have been fought in the name of religion. Religion is bad. Religion is evil. Notice that Jesus never spoke about religion. He spoke about the Father and the relationship that we can have with him. He said that those who profess to be religious should do what they were teaching. He said those who are following God should have mercy and compassion. That is not religion. Mercy and compassion. Jesus never spoke about dead observation of laws and rules. In 1 Corinthians 6:20, we read, for you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. So our faith in God, our Christianity, has only one aim, and that is to glorify God.
Amen.
He deserves all the glory. Men are glorifying sports people who won medals at the Olympics. They worship models, they worship artists, TV celebrities, and so on. But I tell you, in the last few days, a few of these celebrities have died. In their last few they received a lot of glory from men, lots of money, but now they are dead. We know that without Christ you go to hell. No more glimmer and gloria, but everlasting hell. When Mary and Joseph went to Jerusalem for worship, they took Jesus with them. He was 12 years at the time. Upon their returning, Jesus got lost. They searched for him for 3 days. Where did they find him? In the temple. He was lost in the temple. Imagine. You can be lost in the church.
Yeah.
I knew a woman who was very religious. She was always in church and recited Bible verses. Whatever people said, she recited Bible verses. She has 5 children. They all rejected Christianity because they only saw religious worship. Our worship must not be religious. We worship God for His glories and mercy, for His goodness and mercy. We glorify the Lord who created everything in the world. We read in Revelation of heavenly worship. In Revelation chapter 7, verses 10 to 12. And crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the 4 living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Angels know how to worship God in spirit and in truth. In the first book of Samuel, we have an account of young Samuel. He served in the temple of God. He served, he lived, he slept in the temple. But when God called, he didn't know who called. It says in 1 Samuel 3:7, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of God yet revealed to him. Imagine, he was serving under the priest Eli, but he didn't know the Lord. He didn't know. He didn't understand the word. There are in fact many who do the same. They go to church every week. They attend Bible studies. They take part in church activities. But they do not know the Lord. When something happens in their life, they are turning away from everything that has to do with God. Like Samuel, many people are sleeping. When God speaks, they are troubled. They don't know God. They don't know God. How many times has God spoken to you, but you didn't understand? He had a task for you, but you don't know His voice. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Sheep hear and know the voice of the shepherd. They don't follow a stranger, only the shepherd. You can call them, you can shout at them, you can do whatever you want, make movements or anything. They don't even take notice of it. But when the shepherd calls, they all run to him. It's important to know the voice of the master. There are many voices in the world. There's too much noise, music in every corner. It's so loud that you cannot hear the voice only if you are concentrated. I saw a film of a bushman who went to New York. Then he said to his friend, do you hear? What? There is a cricket. I can hear a cricket. But the New Yorker didn't hear that. But when a coin fell to the floor, they all bowed and picked up the coins. Because that is what their ears were tuned to. So, what are your ears concentrated on? What are your ears concentrated on? My sheep hear my voice and follow me. One thing is a hearing, and the other one is a following. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're fooling yourself. Today, people are finding it difficult to listen. A message of 20 minutes is too long, people fall asleep. But when Paul was preaching, he was preaching all night. About midnight, somebody fell out of the window because he was sleeping. Paul brought him back to life. He ate something, then he continued. And he says in the Bible, as he went on and on, until morning. Are you willing and interested to listen that long? We find it difficult. But we must only listen to what and must do what he says. James wrote, if you only listen and not do what you hear, you're fooling yourself. Many are not attending church because they know they should do something and they are not willing. They don't want to be reminded of their shortcomings. There's so much work in the church. I was in a church for a service, and after the service, we had to clear up the place. We had to clean the whole place. There were bystanders. They just watched. They didn't move a finger. They just watched us work. This is pride. This is pride against God and pride against the house of God. Everybody should be happy to prepare the church for the service and to clean it up at the end. It's a house of God. Everything you do there will be on your heavenly account. There's another point that we find in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Your life depends on whose counsel you listen to. I say it again. Your life depends on whose counsel you listen to. There are many advice and many counsels. Many ask me for advice. And when I told them what the Bible says, I told them do this and that, they agreed. Yes, you're right. Then they went to their friends, they said something else, and they did whatever their friends said. After King Solomon died, his son Rehoboam was chosen to be his follower, his successor. The people came to him and said, "Oh, Rehoboam, your father was so hard. Please make our yoke easier." So he asked his father's advisors, and they said, give him a favorable answer. Then he went and asked the younger people, asked the same thing. And they said, give him a harsh answer. He didn't listen to the advice of the wise people, but followed the advice of the foolish. Because of that, the kingdom of Israel was divided into two kingdoms until the time of the exile. They never came together again. The best advice you always get in the Bible. The best advice is in the Bible. The Bible gives advice for every situation of your life. Psalm says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So to be under godly advice is blessed. How far you go in life depends on whose counsel you listen to. Many advice today led to destruction, to trouble, to death. Therefore, you are to listen to those advice that brings life a blessing. Not everything the doctor says is true. Not everything the government says is true. Many lies have been told through the government during the last few years. We have to turn to the Bible and take the counsel from the scriptures. You will be blessed if you listen and do what the Bible says. Follow the word therein. Do the works that he tells you. The works of faith. Be steadfast in your dealings. Be steadfast in your faith, whatever the cost may be. Be faithful to the Lord and follow his counsel. Do what he says. And don't think that you know it better or that it doesn't apply to you. How many people say, yes, but there is no but. Just do what it says. Follow the counsel and do what it says. Show yourself a doer of the word. Don't deceive yourself. Some people, they pretend they know something but are running in a circle. They are busybodies or are always active, but they never achieve anything. Don't be lost in the church and don't serve without meaning. Know the Lord and know what worship is. Give glory to God. Worship his name. Thank him for his faithfulness. Listen to the word of God. Do what it says and you shall be blessed. Choose your right friends. Not all friends are good. Select and stick to the good friends. Don't follow the advice of the ungodly, but the godly, otherwise you will be destroyed. Follow the advice of the godly, and you shall be blessed, and your future shall be bright. Amen.